At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9. Do-do-do-do.
Woo! Man.
Happy birthday to my friend Val. Guess what her husband got her?
Val and, oh, I don't know. What would her
husband
get her?
She's a big golfer.
He got her some golf clubs.
No, you know what? It's Crap. Better than that.
What?
He is building her a driving range on their property with the lights, heaters, all the stuff. The nets.
Wow.
He likes her that much?
He really does.
Holy moly.
That's love right there.
It is, right? And it's going to be year-round because it's heated. Oh. They are good people to know.
He's built it that for himself. You can't. Dude, I love how men can snowball women.
Oh, my God.
She literally thinks he's doing that for her.
He is.
He's into golf, too, okay? You don't think he's doing that as half his, God. Half hers? You always give. It's like Carson, okay?
Yeah.
This is a lot like Carson.
Oh, it is a lot like okay? Carson. Oh, yeah. You know what?
You know, it's identical to Carson. Identical. What Carson do for his wife?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we want to see every hockey arena in America.
Yep.
So I gave my wife, for her birthday, a couple of tickets so that we could fly down to Phoenix to see a hockey
You're
game.
You're right. They have a lot in common.
Who did he give those tickets for? Himself.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to go see the Avs game in Phoenix, so that was her birthday gift. And she's got to like it. That's exactly what this guy's doing.
Well, now I'm mad.
But it makes sense, does it not?
It does.
I can't believe you didn't see through this, Jamie.
I didn't see through it. No, because I was just like, wow, that is so nice that he's having like this.
His wife is so hoodwinked.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I've just heard it before. My grandpa used to say it. Yeah, you little hoodwinked over there, aren't you?
That doesn't sound right.
It means to deceive or trick someone.
Ah, there you go. Hoodwink.
We're going to bring it back.
Yeah, hoodwink. I like that word.
Let's bring it back.
But that's what he's done,
Grandpa
see?
Grandpa would be proud.
He wants a driving range. The only way to get it is to give one to his wife. That's great.
Respect.
I like a guy like that. I think they're smart.
Are you okay?
What happened? You fall out of your chair?
I just pulled a hemi.
Hammy.
Hammy.
Not a hemi.
Yeah,
hemi's an engine.
I'm a truck. Yeah. I just pulled a hamstring.
Can you straighten up?
No, I cannot.
That looks painful.
Oh, boy.
I guess I can't work out now.
Yeah. All right. Good move, Jamie.
Here we go.
Saw that coming.
Yeah.
Wait, you watched it. You're even afraid that it hurts.
Your hemi is fine.
No, it's not. It's pulled. Oh, no. I cannot work out now.
Your motivation ever since you got here slowly taking a nosedive.
It was peaking a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
She took a real dive. I mean, within the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, my hemi. Yeah.
My hemi's gone.
And you know what else I forgot? What? My nitroglycerin tablets.
Yeah, you need those, just in case.
What do those do?
They restore your heart function, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to get some.
Yeah. I think that's the way it works. I used to carry some, remember?
Oh, you did?
After I had a heart attack, yeah. They gave them to me, and then, I guess, they elapsed as far as the the date on
that Corvette versus Mustang or whatever movie. Remember he was
Ferrari.
Yeah, Ferrari versus Mustang. He was popping them like candy in that movie.
Man, they gave me some of those.
Yeah.
Man, I had such an urge to take one.
Even though you didn't need it?
No, I didn't need it. I just having it was like, whoa, this is cool. You got some nitro tablets. Why not pop one? What happens? I mean, if they're to save your life, you got to figure one wouldn't kill you.
They'll keep you alive.
Right?
Yeah.
They'll kill you if you take a Viagra at the same time.
Well, I don't do that. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to trick me, aren't you?
Just a warning.
Why would you know that?
Yeah, why would you know that?
I thought that was common knowledge.
Nobody has that common knowledge.
I just picked it up. I don't know where from.
Man.
You know what he told me in the elevator the other day?
What's that?
Oh, I'm scared to even know.
Because I said, oh, God, Schmidel, we got to get in the elevator, and now you're going to be awkward, and you're not going to know what to say to me, even though we've worked together for 10 years.
Yeah.
Because he always gets weird, like if I'm just with him alone.
Yeah.
And I go, you're not going to know what to say. It's going to get weird. And he's like, I know. It's just that we don't really have a lot in common. That's why I don't know how to talk to you. And he goes, for example, I was getting ready to tell you how this couple wanted to pick me up and have sex with me, but I decided that would be weird.
No, a lot of them have. It's weird. Like, I suddenly just have, married couples on my dating.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
I was like, what are you doing? You're just putting me
and
right.
And drop that at 5 in the morning on someone?
I know.
That's a lot.
They're inviting me over, and they're like, hey.
Oh.
He won't stop. God. Now you've got him started on one of his passions in life. Threesomes.
With married couples.
I've never done that, but I don't know. I get a lot of people asking me to do it all of a sudden.
Holy delicious.
You can't sit here and tell us you have a lot of people that ask you to do this and you've never done it.
I had three couples asking me last month.
That's a lie itself. You've done it.
Well, how would they know that to ask you?
I don't know. That's why I'm confused.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, he's on threesomes.com.
Yeah.
That's why.
What's the site?
It must be in his filter. You know what I mean?
It's somewhere. It's somewhere.
It's a hookup website, but I'm just listed on there as a single guy looking for single women. But then couples are hitting me up. It's called Adult Friend Finder.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What?
Adult Friend Finder?
What?
Yeah. I don't even know where to go with that now, but yeah.
I just want a friend.
Oh.
Is it to find friends or just hookups?
Hookups.
Well, at least they call them friends.
Yeah, friends with benefits, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody right now Googling adult friend finder.
I've never heard of it.
Me either, yeah.
Thank God.
I think there's a reason.
Yeah.
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 Wow, all right. Well, that's good to know in case you're out there looking for a friend.
Yeah. It's kind of like Facebook, but it's geared towards hookups.
Really? It's like Facebook?
Well, the setup is similar.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
The format.
It's like Facebook. People put foods on there, right?
The interface. The interface is the same.
Like, hey, look at my hot dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, a kumquat.
Yeah.
You could go on and on and on. All right, anyway, what do we think about Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's weird.
Is she from Canada? She got something to do with Canada? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is she Canadian?
She likes bacon.
Well, I'm just saying.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, I got it. Canadian bacon. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either. It's weird.
I think they're cheating.
Well, that's what people are saying.
Honestly, that's what I
people
think.
People are saying, how is it random that you're just now, hooking up with this guy and you haven't seen him or anything, so they're saying.
It doesn't make sense that he is out with her both alone.
Yeah.
Nobody else is there.
Yeah, it's
no
really...
people, her manager, nothing. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Anyway, here's the thing I was talking about earlier about TMZ's Harvey Levin thinking it's really, really weird about Brooke Hogan not being in Hulk Hogan's, or saying that she doesn't want to be in Hulk Hogan's will when he's worth so much money. Here's what he said. Number two.
Number two?
Yeah, number
there
two.
There isn't necessarily a big scrap if there is a proper estate plan. If a lawyer drafts the will in a way that it really can't be challenged. Somebody can try, but if it can be almost bulletproof. So that's why there's something about this where it feels like
there's
more.
It feels like she knows something about the people. Maybe she knows who the executors are.
Well, he's got a
proper will.
Right. I mean, he's got a wife that he obviously married in 2023, was not here for much of his life, right? She just came out to the scene a couple of years ago.
But if he chooses to change his will, and if he chooses to make her, the wife, the beneficiary,
right.
That's his choice.
Right.
I don't know. Everybody thinks it's weird because he's worth way more than $25 million.
Yeah, and it can get convoluted because he could have two or three wills. Oh, I mean, the, yeah. I mean, he could have had one with Linda and her saying, hey, this is what he wanted. And then he could have one with the new wife, and this one supersedes this one. It could get really messy.
Yeah. So.
And I don't understand the daughter not wanting to be a part of it.
That's what we don't get.
It's just that, I mean, there's a handful of people you got to think. He only had two kids with her, right? With Linda. Mm-hmm. So there's the four of them, and then the new wife. And I don't know if she's got kids he adopted.
She's got three.
So there's enough money to go around with his trademark.
And with his future, yeah.
Yeah, with the trademark. Headed forward. They're going to make a ton of money. So
oh, hey, he has a liquor company, too.
He's got that beer. What is it called? Great American Beer?
Yeah.
Got a beer company.
So I don't know. Everybody thinks it's weird. I mean, sure, your dad hooked up with one of your best friends. So that would kind of, you know, make it ick. But then I'd get back at him and take all his money. Be like, maybe she thinks it's dirty money. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true.
About?
Her being out of the will. That she called and said, take my name off of here. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. And then finally for you, that that L.A. Dodger, Okoyono.
O'Shea Ohtani.
Yeah, that guy. Anyway, he his house was broken into.
It was?
Yeah, yesterday morning.
What'd they get?
I don't know. I have no idea, but they broke into it. I guess they busted windows out and they grabbed a bunch of stuff. And they
probably stopped. A nice house.
It probably has a lot of nice stuff.
Stuff that was in there.
Yeah,
good house to break into.
Yeah, but why these people don't have security systems?
I guess they do, but they say that these things get, you know, the wires get clipped or something like that.
Oh, they.
But they have
the
great.
System?
They have like great
Wi-Fi
security
jammers.
Systems. Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Technically, they're figuring out a way to get in here without being caught.
Crazy, I tell you. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablo Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, with another chance to win one of those tote bags, man. The BJ and Jamie tote bag. Two to give away. We'll do it next.
BJ and Jamie.
It's being called the greatest giveaway in radio history. It is the authentic limited edition of the collector's BJ and Jamie tote bag. Absolutely fantastic. And you can win two right now. Caller 9-303-22 Alice. The bag is yours. Well, bags.
What did you say at the beginning? It's been called what?
I forgot. Something about the greatest tote bag giveaway ever in the history of radio.
Now remind them about tomorrow.
But this is big.
Blowout. We got because everybody's like getting the icks from the like baby.
Us parents are having.
Yeah. Blowouts are like when it goes up the back.
Listen. We are going to let it rip tomorrow morning. We are going to let this thing just absolutely boom tomorrow morning. Here's the deal. Spadil and Carson will get in the Alice van. Mm. Carson has to drive Spadil's band. All right, so we'll get in the van, and they're going to have 100.
Did we ever explain why?
He was in a wreck, didn't have insurance, driving a station vehicle, got all sneaky and stuff, and got caught. All right, now, we have 100 bags at least. 100 bags, okay? What?
Yeah.
It was kind of, that's close.
Close enough.
100 bags. All right. Tomorrow morning at 7:15, we will announce the exact location the van will be at with the bags, okay?
Yeah.
7:15. That way, within 30 minutes, they'll give away the bags, about 7:40-ish or so, okay? And the reason we do it early is we don't want people to rush and speed, do something stupid in order to get to the parking lot. Gives you plenty of time to get to the parking lot, right? We don't want any problems, but the first 50 people will get two bags each.
This is just
tomorrow morning.
Amazing.
I'll bet you we have 100 people at least show up.
Easy. This is going to be Tickle Me Elmo all over again, man.
Take extra.
It's going to be fights.
Take some extra.
Tickle Me Elmo?
Yeah. Remember when that came out for Christmas?
We're not going to have fights.
Back in Spadil,
you can't go into something saying we're going to have fights.
You're acting like it's going to be a riot.
Dude.
I'm just saying it's going to be
that popular.
You're going to
get us all banned. No, you can't say we're going to have fights.
If you fight over a bag, then you should, I mean, come on.
We're not going to have fights.
There's nobody's going to fight over a stupid grocery bag.
No, they're not. It's a tote bag.
I mean, we'll be lucky if even people show up for it.
Don't use grocery. It cheapens things. Don't do that.
It's a grocery
bag.
Don't
do that.
It's a $2.99 value.
By the way.
That's $2.99.
And you know what? Spadil and I are going to be out there, and if people show up and they're not as advertised, they're going to go after us.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, you're collateral damage. Okay? Jamie and I, we'll find somebody to replace you. No problem.
Wow!
What? Oh, we will!
That is so-
If something happened to them, we would. Would we not? Well, but not be, can a man not be honest around here?
Well, if anything happened to us, we're going to be replaced too.
Exactly. Okay. You don't see me getting my panties in a wad. Jeepers, creepers. Everybody's so touchy these days.
Oh my God.
All right, so tomorrow morning, the big blowout. The big giveaway.
Bagapalooza.
Bagapalooza.
I think that's trademark.
Yeah.
7:15, we give out the exact location. 7:40, boom, the bags are going. This is great. I can't wait till tomorrow.
He's excited.
I am. I'm really excited. I think we're going to have thousands of people show up.
Really?
Yeah.
For a $2.99 bag?
Yep.
Grocery bag?
No fights, but thousands.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Man, did you see the news of that airplane that went through all that turbulence?
I did not.
25 people went to the hospital yesterday?
Where was this?
It came out of somewhere and went to somewhere. Oh, it came out of, I think, Vegas and was on its way to Amsterdam. It had to divert into Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Really?
Something like that.
That is crazy.
25
turbulence on an airplane. Nuts.
No, Jamie, you're missing the point.
Whoa.
Hang on a second. Let me get the audio here. No, you're missing the point. It was so bad.
And it was from Salt Lake City.
25 people ended up in the hospital.
Oh, Minneapolis started 5-6 emergency aircraft.
25 passengers taken to the hospital after a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam experienced significant turbulence.
Do they have the emergency vehicle standing by?
The plane with 275 passengers and 13 crew on board diverted to Minneapolis' airport Wednesday night. Passengers on board describing the terrifying moments.
The plane rose rapidly up about 500 feet and then did somewhat of a nosedive very rapidly down about 1,500 feet.
There's a moment where we thought we were going down, so I'm still shaken about it. It was very scary.
25 people were injured and transported to hospitals.
One young lady in particular, I believe she got thrown up twice to the ceiling and down and landed on people. I think she ended up with some fractured ribs.
The Airbus A330 landing safely in Minneapolis.
They said it was violent.
How do you get 25 people to the hospital?
I don't know.
A bus?
I don't know. I don't know.
I was just thinking.
It's a good question. I have no idea.
That is crazy. Does it feel like every single day there's some kind of airline thing going on?
Single day.
Right? Because I just saw another one where they had to divert back to London for a technical issue, a United flight. I know. So I don't know what's going
on. Every day. You know what I'm disappointed in today? We came in here today and
Really? Yep.
Not myself. Can I finish the statement, please?
You're not disappointed in you? Come on.
No. I'm very proud of myself.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Why? I don't know. But I feel like I am. All right. Listen, I'm very upset that we don't have another WNBA story this morning.
We've had one of those every day.
We've got two for two.
We've been on a roll this week. The first time was a wig went flying off. And the lady grabbed her hair and took off running.
Took off running
to the locker room. And that was so funny.
It was funny. And then the second day, I mean, it got even better with the dildo on the court.
A bright neon green dildo.
I still don't know, A, who sells neon green, and B, who buys them.
The boss said we can't say that word like that. We have to say schmadildo.
He said you can't say because
it's probably not appropriate. But he said if you throw Schmadil's name in there, then you can pull it off.
A bright green Schmadildo.
I like it.
Plus, it's funny. So you get two with one joke. You see what I'm saying?
He told me that
yesterday. Okay, he said, BJ, don't be doing the saying the word dildo in here.
Okay.
And I said, well, that's what it was. He said, yeah, but just say Schmadildo.
Right.
That will work better.
Yeah, okay.
And I said, okay.
Well, because there's kids in the car. And they're like, what's a Schmadildo? Well, that's the guy on the show.
He's on with BJ and Jamie every day. Easy to explain, right? So we come in today and there's no great story in the WNBA. They need to keep this up. If they want more publicity and more people watching, they gotta have some shenanigans every night.
All right, so I thought of my side hustle. This is what I'm gonna do.
What?
Okay. So I'm going to go to the next WNBA game, right? I'm going to have a van, not a creepy van, like a food truck van.
Okay. I don't like where this is going.
And I'm
going
to sell bright green schmadildos. And it'll be the new thing. Like if they hit a certain points or yeah. How many three-pointers.
It'll be like a schmadildo toss.
They get a triple-double. You just throw them on the court.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's my new side hustle. I like it. I can make millions.
To each his own, man. To each his own.
BJ and Jamie.
I got to get some sleep tonight. Got to get ready for the big old tote bag, rollout, blowout, snow. I don't know what we call it, but it's going to be huge tomorrow. We'll start it at 7:15 with the announcement, and then the bag giveaway coming up at 7:40 tomorrow morning. Just be ready to get yours, okay, in a parking lot near you. It's going to be big.
Oh, that was a big voice. Right. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything today, right?
I'm pretty sure. What is today? Thursday? Feel good. Solid. Yep.
There's some rain in forecast today.
Yeah,
don't know
sure there is.
Is there? Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a really good one.
I mentioned it. Sorry. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday. Woo! I love Fridays. Yes. Tomorrow's Friday, and we will see you back here then. Take care and bye-bye.
Hold on. You didn't even look.
Muscle.
Over there.
What are you doing?
Gun show.
You don't have any more. You haven't even been to one workout yet. We gotta go. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.